Govinda Lilamrita, Chapter 2, Pratak Lila, Sunrise Morning Pastimes, 6 a.m. to 8:24, Part 2. Shrimati Radhika wakes up, greets her relatives and her friends. Meanwhile, as Krishna is milking the cows in Nandagram, Mukara, Radhika's grandmother, the mother of Kirtida, rises early and comes to Yavat to see Radharani. As Mukara nears Radhika's bedroom, it seems that a shower of nectar is falling from the cloud of her parental affection. Acharyas explain that Radhika spent part of her childhood and obtained puberty while living in the village of Mukurai, which is the ancestral village of Mukura, located 2 kilometers from Radhakund. Jatila, the mother-in-law of Radhika, is harsh and ill-tempered by nature, and she's always eager to increase her son's wealth, Abhimanyu. After cordially greeting Mukara, Jatila says, "O learned lady, after my daughter-in-law bathes and dresses, please engage her in Surya Puja. By that worship, my son, Abhimanyu, will attain a long life and the wealth of millions of cows." Once, when I asked Purnamasi how to increase my son's wealth, Purnamasi said, "Jatila, never disregard the request of Yashoda. At the same time, do not worry about the opinion of the common people. Therefore, O saintly Mukara, please bestow your blessings upon my daughter-in-law so that my son will become rich and prosperous." Then Jatila tells her daughter-in-law, Radha, "Quickly rise, perform household worship, bathe and gather all the paraphernalia for worshipping the sun god." As Mukara enters Radhika's bedroom, she mutters, "How amazing! Even though morning has broken, my granddaughter is still sound asleep." Then Mukara affectionately calls Radhika, "O Vatsa, O child, Uto, Uto, get up now. Hey, innocent one, have you forgotten? Today is Sunday. Quickly bathe and collect the puja paraphernalia for worshipping the sun god." Hearing Mukura's voice, Vishakha wakes up and quickly gets up, even though she is still quite drowsy. Vishakha nervously says to Radhika, "Hey, Sakhi, quickly get up." Radhika is still exhausted from the previous night's love play. Yet upon hearing the voices of Mukara, her grandmother, and her best friend Vishakha, Radhika tries her best to rise, but then collapses again in slumber. Radhika's body appears like a golden swan floating on the gently rising and falling waves of a lake. Taking advantage of a chance for service, Rati Manjari, Raghunath Das Goswami, begins massaging Radhika's lotus feet. The repeated coaxing of Mukura and Vishaka rouses Radhika from her luxurious bed. Noticing Madhava's bright yellow chadar covering Radhika's body, Mukura becomes very suspicious and says with great alarm, "Vishaka, look! What is this, my granddaughter? Last night, I saw Krishna wearing the same chadar. Alas, how could such a thing happen to a young girl from a righteous family?" Vishaka, startled by Mukura's words, glances quickly at Krishna's chadar lying atop Radharani. And then she looks nervously at Radhika while thinking, oh no, what's this? Being extremely witty, however, Vishaka cleverly replies, "Oh, Mukura, due to your old age, you have become blind and cannot see clearly. Can't you see that the golden sun rays shining through the lattice window make Radhika's blue cloth appear to be yellow? So, bewildered old lady, why are you needlessly accusing our innocent Radha?" Thus ends part 2 of chapter 2, Pratak Leela, 6 a.m. to 8:24, Radhika's rising from bed and greeting her relatives, Mukura and Jatila.